up to the Gemara Daf Lamed. We'd like to make our way towards the bottom of the Amud, maybe not all the way to the Mishnah, but we'll see at least to the beginning of the wide lines, and then we have quite a bit of Mishnah Brura that's worthwhile checking up on. So the last halacha we saw was there was a discussion with regard to Tfilas HaDerech. Is it said whilst traveling, or do you have to stop your traveling? We saw machlekes, la halacha, we paskin, as the top Tosas told us, we paskin that you can even travel. Even if you're moving, whilst saying the Tfilas HaDerech, that is permissible. Although if you have stopped, as we saw in the Gemara, miyos toiv al tikri raf, you can stop, then why would you not want to stop? But if you can't, you're in the middle of the highway and you're traveling, then it's perfectly permissible to say that tefillah as you are traveling. Says the Gemara, it's the last word on the line. My ikka bein havinenu letfilah ktsara. Now it's very important to point out, I think we mentioned this at the end of last time, we have discussed three different type of tefillahs in this last omers. Besides for the regular Shmona Esrei, obviously, we've seen three unique type of tefillahs. Number one, havinenu. Havinenu was the shortened version of the Shmoneh Esrei. We learned the halacha, and the reason why it turns out that we know so little about it is because, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that for whatever reason, it's not really practiced that bracha of Havinenu. That was halacha number one. Halacha number two was the tefillah katsara in a shah sakona. A tefillah katsara in a shah sakona, a brief tefillah, where you basically ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to listen to our Bakoshais, that was a tefillah katsara in a mokim sakona. And the third was tefillah saderech, which is not necessarily in a mokim sakona, but whenever you're leaving town. Says the Gemara, my ikka bein havinenu le tefillah katsara. Now what does that mean? Havinenu and the tefillah katsara basically is the same type of principle, which is that they are both a shortened version of a lengthy tefillah. Havinenu is literally a shortened version. It's, as we saw that, we saw it early on in the Gemara, it's a brief summary of each part of every bracha. And a tefillah katsara, as its name suggests, a brief tefillah, is also just that, a brief tefillah. So what essentially is the difference between the two? Now it's a little bit of a puzzling question, because tefillah katsara, as we clearly saw in the Gemara, is a tefillah that's said in a shas sakona. Havinenu is nothing to do with a shas sakona. Havinenu was said when you simply don't have time, where it's a shas hadchak. A shas hadchak means when you're pressed for time. That's nothing to do with a mokim sakona. So if all of a sudden you notice that you've only got 2 minutes to daven, and after that, for some reason, you know you will not be able to, that's not a shas sakona, but it's a shas hadchak, in which case you would activate the tefillah of havinenu. Whereas tefillah katsara was for a different reason completely. That was because you were in a dangerous area. So it's a very strange question to ask, what's the difference between the two? They're completely different types of tefillahs, which are said in different circumstances. So Tosfos is bothered by this question. Have a look at the second Tosfos. My ikka bein havinenu letfila katsara. Says Tosfos, Tema. This is very puzzling. Lema, let us simply say, the ikka beinayu, what there is between them is, the tfila katsara eino mispalel elo b'mokim sakona, v'havinenu mispalel afilu shele b'mokim sakona. One is said only in a mokim sakona, one is said even not. I mean, what's the connection, Bechlal? Says Tosas, you're right. That's what the Gemara means. V'yesh loima, what this means is, dahochi koboi, comma. This is what's being asked. My beinayhu kol echad bimkoimoi. What is the difference between each one in its own set of circumstances, in its place, i.e., tefillah ketzara b'mokim sakana v'havineinu shalei b'mokim sakana? Meaning, we know full well that one of these tefillahs, havineinu, is not necessarily said b'mokim sakana, and a tefillah ketzara is necessarily said only b'mokim sakana. We know that. That's not the Gemara's question. To the contrary, the Gemara's question is, in the varying circumstances, shas sakana or otherwise, in which you will say, A, tefillah ketzara or havineinu, is there any difference in the actual tefillah? Not, is there any difference in the circumstances? We know, of course, there are. The circumstances are very different. We know that. That's not our discussion. What we really don't want to know is there any difference in the actual tefillah, in the body of the tefillah, but not is there any differences in the circumstances that would warrant that tefillah in the first place. And that's what Tosfos means. Each one in its place. Of course, we're fully aware that one has its place in a mokim sakana, and one has its place, shalei b'mokim sakana. But we're asking, following that stage, I know that already, given that information, is there, at the end of the day, any difference between the actual tefillahs? Okay. So look back into the Gemara again. My ikka bein havineinu l'tefillah ketzara, says the Gemara. Havineinu bo'i l'tzuluye, one has to daven, gimel kamaisa, the first three brachas, the gimel basraisa, and the last three brachas. As we've always said, havineinu does not do away with the first three brachas of shvach or the last three brachas of hoidoya. Rather, it is a concise version of the middle 12 brachas. There are 12 brachas, now 13, of bakoshes, and you have one bracha that encapsulates all of that, which means altogether there will be seven brachas. First three, last three, and one in the middle. Says the Gemara, that's one particular feature. Another feature is, v'chi moti lebeise, when he reaches his home, loy boi, he is not required lemehader to repeat litzluye his davening. So he found himself on a journey, not necessarily in a mokim sakana at all, and it was a shas hadchak. It was totally impractical to daven a lengthy shmona esra. He found himself in a busy train. You can't now start doing a 10-minute shmona esra on a train. It wasn't a shas sakana. So he did the concise version, which is havineinu. Number one, there will be the first three and the last three. That's one feature. Second feature is, having davened havineinu, when eventually you get back home and everything is calm, you do not need to repeat your Shemoneh Esra. Why do you not need to repeat your Shemoneh Esra? Because havineinu was in place of that Shemoneh Esra. It was a brief version of that Shemoneh Esra, and therefore you have basically already davened. However, says the Gemara, b'tfilah ketzara, when we spoke about the tfilah ketzara at the bottom of Choftes Omad Beis, over there, loy ba'i litzuluye, you do not need to daven loy gimel kamaisa, the loy gimel basraisa, neither the first three nor the last three. Having said that, v'chi moti lebeisei, when he eventually comes home, bo'i, he is, however, required, as opposed to havineinu, here he is required, lemehader litzluye, to repeat his davening. Which means, as Rashi teaches us, let's immediately see Rashi, v'chi moti lebeise bo'i mehader litzluye, why? Shaharei loy hispalel klum, he has not davened anything mitfilas yudches, from the classic Shmoneh Esrei. There is a chiyuv three times a day, every day of our lives, to daven Shmoneh Esrei without fail. Havineinu is considered in place in lieu of that 18 bracha Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, obviously, lechatchila, we daven the full 18. B'shas hadchak, you can rely on the 7, but it has all the ingredients of Shmoneh Esrei. First 3 of Shvach, last 3 of Hoidoya, and 1 bracha that encapsulates all the 12 bakoshes. So basically, you've davened a brief version of the Shmoneh Esrei. So when you come back home, there's no necessity to daven again. However, Tefillah Katsara is not in place of Shmoneh Esrei. In fact, it has no ingredients of Shmoneh Esrei to it at all. Neither does it have the first 3 of Shvach, nor does it have the last 3 of Hoidah, nor does it have any replacement for the Bakoshes. It is a special institution that Chazal said you can daven when you are in a Shah Sakona asking for help. But it's not in place of Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, when you come back home, you've got to daven again. Presumably, obviously, if you come back before the end of Zman Tefillah. Says the Gemara, tying it all up, V'hilchasa havineinu mu'umad. Havineinu needs to be said standing, motionless. Tefillah katsara bein mu'umad bein mahalach. We've already discussed last time, we mentioned at the beginning of today, that with regard to tefillah saderech, there was a machloikas. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, and Tosfos told us in the top Tosfos that we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes, that tefillah saderech can be said even on the move, although he did bring that there are those who disagree. That's with regard to tefillah saderech. With regard to havineinu, the Gemara here is clearly telling us it has to be said mu'umad. Why? So in light of the Gemara one line previous, we understand. Because it is in place of Shmoneh Esrei. And just like Shmoneh Esrei can never be said whilst walking, neither can havineinu be said whilst walking. However, the tefillah katsara can be said bein mu'umad, bein mahalach. Whether you're standing or moving, it makes no difference. Now, let's press pause for a second and have a look in the Mishnah Berurah, just one or two halachas that I think are important to know, especially with regard to tefillah saderech, which I think is the most halacha lemaisa of this whole sugya. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Kuf Yud 110. There's quite a bit to see, and it's well worth seeing. We're not going to see all of it, but we'll see some of it. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Yud Sif Aleph. B'shas Hadchak. Note, he did not say B'shas HaSakona. B'shas Hadchak, Kegoyin Shehu Baderech, he's on the journey, not necessarily a dangerous one. Oy Shehoya B'mokim Shehu Tarud. Or he's in a place, we saw this already, or he's in a place where he is preoccupied. The Yore, and he is afraid, she afsikuhu, and he's worried they're going to disturb him in the middle. Oy shelo yuchal ispalel bekavona tefillah aruka, or for some reason he cannot daven the normal lengthy Shmoneh Esrei bekavona. What does he do? Mispalel achar gimel rishonos. After the first 3 of Shvach, he davens havineinu, v'oimer achareho gimel achroinois. So there it is. A mufurash sefer Shulchan Aruch, always much more appreciated when you've seen the Gemara that backs it up. This is the brach of Havineinu, which is said b'shas hadchak. It must be preceded by Gimel Rishonos. It's followed by Gimel Achronos. Havineinu is in the middle. V'tzorech la'omra me'umod. That's the Gemara we just saw. It's got to be said standing up, motionless, just like Shmoneh Esrei. Uchashiyagia lebeisoi. And when he comes back home, ein sorich lachzor v'lispalel. Again, we just saw that in the Gemara. You do not need to daven again. Why not? Because you've davened. Ve'einay mispalel havineinu b'yemois ha'gashomim v'loy b'motzei Shabbos v'yomtov. This is a previous Gemara. You do not say it in the winter because of the she'ela of gashomim. You don't say it on motzei Shabbos or yomtov because of havdalah. We saw that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we saw some of this already, but I think it's worth reviewing. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Aleph. Yerem Nachum.
So if I can't stand up to say it, does that automatically drop me to a sakana? Because when I think of sakana, I think of something dangerous.
Right, you're asking a very good question. If you note, I said two things, and I was planning to get back to this. When the Gemara says Mu'umud, I said you have to say it standing, motionless. Now, standing and motionless is not the same thing. Tfilas Haderech, and certainly a tefillah b'mokim sakana, can be said even whilst mahalich, whilst on the move. When we speak about Shmoneh Esrei, that has to be said mu'umud, what's more important, the standing element or the motionless element? And the answer is the motionless element is more important. If you can't stand, then you sit, but you shouldn't be walking around. This is very negeah. For example, imagine you are on an aeroplane and there's no way that you could stand up for davening. There's no place on the plane. I'm not talking about there's a minion or there's no minion. And you're davening by yourself, be yichidus. Now, if you stand up, you know that you're going to be interrupted constantly. Or they simply won't allow you to stand up. The seatbelt sign is on, and there's half an hour left to the end of Zman Tefillah. There's no way you can stand up. So what's the halacha? You say Shmoneh Esrei sitting down. But you have to remain motionless, meaning you're not walking around. So that's really what's being discussed over here in this particular Gemara. Okay, so now let's see again the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we said you can only say Havineinu b'shas hadchak. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avol shaloi b'shas hadchak. Do you remember the Gemara? If it's not b'shas hadchak, the Gemara says, Omrinon b'Gemara da'abaya layit. Layit means he cursed. Aman the mispalal havineinu. Why are you davening the shortened version when you have no good reason to do so? Mikomokim b'di'eved yotza. B'di'eved you are yotza. Ve'im sorech lachzor lispalal. Ve'el yirabah machmir afilu b'di'eved. Some say no. If it wasn't a shas hadchak, then even b'di'eved it doesn't work. Because for achreinim, the achreinim write, imroya shas zman tfilo iveres. If a person sees the clock, that the Zman of Tefillah is going to pass him by im yispalel aruka, if he davens a normal lengthy Shmoneh Esrei, muta lachatchila leispalel havineinu, again, behind him, that's only in the summer, because in the winter, we never ever say the bracha of of havineinu anyway. Skip to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Dalad. We said that it must be...
Is the Mishnah Berurah basically then condoning saying Havineinu?
Me'ikra din, yes. For sure, it's a Gemara. What we saw was, if you look at the first Biur Halacha,
Yeah.
The one that begins with the words, Oy Shalom Yuchal. It says, what does it mean you're unable? b'pnei roiv tirdoisov, oishu chayla. However, ukahayoyim ein noyagin lehispalel havineinu machmas hatirda. We don't daven havineinu machmas tirda. But again, if somebody was a chayla, then the Mishnah Berurah is not ruling it out completely. Now, it's a bit of a humbling halacha, this. Why is it a humbling halacha? Because the Biur halacha explains why indeed is this halacha of havineinu not generally practiced. We've said that there are at least two circumstances in which havineinu can be said. Either a person is a chayla, or he's torud. What does it mean he's torud? He's preoccupied, he can't have proper kavana. Says the Biur Halacha, well, unfortunately, as we well know, we always struggle with kavana. And if we always struggle with kavana, quite frankly, you might as well daven your long Shmoneh Esrei. A little bit humbling halacha. But presumably, if somebody is a chayla, then the halacha of havineinu still remains alive and well.
What about the example the Mishnah Berurah gives of running up against shkia? It's 5 minutes to shkia.
Yeah, you should do havineinu. I just said on Shabbos in the shir, and in our shul on Shabbos afternoon, we're talking about the halachas of making early Shabbos. And there was somebody in the shir who was a little bit frustrating. He kept saying, yeah, but what would be if you're caught late and you're running late and you're doing this and you're doing that? So I said in the shir in response to one of his several questions, the moshel, we've mentioned it many times, of Reb Chaim Brisker. Definitely mentioned it many times in the past, but it's always worth reviewing. And that is, the king wants to hire a royal chariot wagon driver. Who's going to be the royal horse rider? And the competition is whittled down to the final three. He says to the first one, tell me, if the royal chariot would be caught in mud in the side of the street, how would you get out of it? Oh, no, what? No problem. In a minute, I could have you out. He interviews the second one. He says, I could have you out in 30 seconds. He interviews the third, and he says, I have no idea how to take you out. But why would you want to be the royal horse rider then? He says, because I have no idea how you get out of mud, I will be extra particular not to get stuck in the first place. Oh, there's my man. In other words, you're quite right. If somebody is b'di'eved running late, he has 2 minutes left, then in theory one could rely on havineinu. But best is not to get stuck. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet Mu'umot. We said the havineinu must be said mu'umot. Why so? Because it is in place of the full-blown Shmoneh Esrei, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Dalet, Shehi b'mokoim tfilas ches yud, or yud ches, Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, we'll leave that sif. We move over now to sif Gimel. Sif Gimel was now the second tefillah. Ha'hoileich b'mokoim gidudei chaya. If a person is traveling in a place where there are troops of animals, velistim, bandits, mispalel, what does he daven? This is what we call the tefillah katzara. And he says, tzorche, amcho, merubim, etc., etc., the whole text that you find in the Gemara. Ve'einoi tzorich, and he does not need to say, loy legimel rishoinois, veloy legimel achroinois, this is straight out of the Gemara, or mispalel oiso baderech kashu mahalich. And he can daven it even whilst traveling. If he can stand up, that's a wonderful thing, but he doesn't have to. When he comes back to his home, the tiskarer daitoi, and his mind becomes calmed, he does have to daven once again tfilas yudches brachas. Why? Because as we mentioned, this is not really a full-blown Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yud Gimel, Chayov Elistim, Rotzaloi Malafisha Oz, Einoi Meyushev Daitoi Klal. Because when he's in a place of severe danger, he has no Yishuv Hadas at all. Olakach Potruhu Oz Milehispalel. And that's why Chazal exempted him from davening, Afilu Tfilas Havinenu. So there are different levels of tirda. First level of tirda is when you're a little bit preoccupied, you do havinenu. But when you are very severely preoccupied, why? Because you're so afraid of the surrounding danger, then they said, don't even bother with havinenu either, just do the tefillah kitzara.
So if the zman passed when he got home, would he do two marivs if he missed mincha?
Oh.
Or?
So I wasn't going to mention that, but if you look at the Ramah at the end of Siv Gimel. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. Can you see in the parenthesis at the end? He says, Ve'im lo'i chozar lehispalel hava ki'ilu shochach. If you came home and didn't daven, then it's ki'ilu you've forgotten to daven. V'nisbor el'el simon kufches. That's all the halachas of Tashlomin. Quite right. Okay, let's move over now to Sif Dalet. So we've discussed briefly, as you see, we're just trying to highlight the main parts, Havinenu and Tefillah Kitzara. Now this is where I think it's worth spending a little bit more time on, because this is more Halacha L'maisa. Hayotze L'derech. Tefillah Saderech. Yispalel Yirotze Milfnei Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu. Remember, we saw that, we mentioned it in the tefillah v'at last night. We daven in the plural. It's a more potent tefillah when you daven for others. If it's possible, then he should stand up from his journey, not travel kushiyim rena. Only im efsha, but you don't have to. If he was riding, then ein tzarech leireitz. Therefore, if you're in a car, or on a train, or on an aeroplane, you do not have to get out of the aeroplane and sit on the wing, ask the aeroplane to stop. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Tezayin. Ha yoytze lederech sif ze mayri. This sif is talking about afilu achar shekvar hispalel shmoyne esra. It has nothing to do with Shmoyne Hesra. Even if I've already davened, I've been yoytze my chiyuv tefillah. This is a new chiyuv called tefillah saderech. What does it mean, shetoylichenu l'shalayim? This, by the way, is an important halacha. Hanifter mechaveiro, if somebody ever parts company from his friend, al yoyim aloi, do not say leich b'shalayim, elo leich l'shalayim. What's the difference between saying leich b'shalom or leich l'shalom? If you say to your friend, go in peace, then what are you implying? That when you go, you should be in peace. But by the time you arrive, there will not be shalom. If, however, you say leich l'shalom, go to peace, it means you should forever have peace, even until the end of your journey. And that's why, by the way, when somebody goes on a journey, what do we wish him? L'chaim u'l'sholim. Not l'chaim b'sholim. L'chaim l'sholim. U'kashanifter min hameis. But if somebody parts company from somebody who's passed away, then yoimar b'sholim v'loy l'sholim. He's not going to sholim because, unfortunately, that's the end of his life. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's go to Yud Ches. You've got to say it, you should say it, Beloshen Rabbim, but Ubidyeved, Yotso Afilo im Omar Kola Nusach Beloshen Yochid. Even if you said the whole Nusach in Loshen Yochid, you accidentally said, Shetoyli Cheini, Sachzireini, Lusholim, Bidyeved, you are Yotso. But Lachatchila says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Yud Tes, you're supposed to be saying it in plural, Pirush, Kol Ha Nusach Shel Tfilas Haderech. Why? This is a quote of Rashi, Shemitoich kach tfilosoi nishma'as yoisa. because through that his tefillah will be heard more. As we mentioned, it's not just an inyan of davening for other people, which is always a wonderful thing to do. It's much more than that. It is a more potent tefillah. When you incorporate others in your tefillah, then you get the zechus of the rabbin. Now, here comes a very important Mishnah Berurah. You know what, before we see it, maybe let's just press pause and then we'll tune back in.
Okay.
As the Mishnah Berurah recorded, this is a very, very, very important halacha now, extremely important. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mechof, we just said that when you daven tefillas haderech, then you daven b'loshen rabbin. As we well know, this is not a halacha which is limited to tefillas haderech. This is in all of our tefillas. As we mentioned just last night in the tefillavad, all of the bakoshas, if you look in the Shmona Esrei, you'll notice every single one, all 13 without exception, are b'loshen rabbin. However, look at the Mishnah Berurah over here now. V'dafka b'tfila hakavua l'rabim. This is only referring to a bracha which is established for the rabbin. What does that mean, it's established for the rabbin? It means it's a standardized text that everybody says, whether it be tfila saderech or shmoina esra. So then we always incorporate others in our davening. However, Aval kisha adam reitzer levakesh eza bakasha. But when a person wants to now formulate his own tefillah, not a tefillah kavua, a tefillah kavua l'rabim, kavua is the main word there, means it's an established, standardized tefillah. So then it is always formulated in the Lashon Rabbim. If, however, it is your own personal bakosha, ba'ad atzmoi, ein tzorich l'espalel b'loshon rabim. It's a chiddush. If I, at any point in the Shmoneh Esra, at the end of Shmoneh Esra, or not in tefillah at all, as we've always said, you can daven, you should have the right cucumbers in the greengrocer. That does not need to be said b'loshon rabim. You do not need to say that we should have Hakslocha here, there, or the other. You can make a very personal request. When we talk about the concept of Lashon Rabbim, what we're talking about is the standardized tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, veering a little bit off the subject of the actual tefillah saderech, but these are very important halachas. V'yasoik b'Torah b'derech. One should always involve himself in Torah on the journey. The Kva Omru, and they have already said, Chazal have already taught us, Hamahalich Baderech, if somebody travels on a journey, Umafane Liboy Levatola, and he turns his heart to Batola, wastes his time, Mischayev Benafshay. Person has to learn when he's on a journey. Avol, he has to be careful, Loy Ye'ayin Bahalocha, he should not learn Bi'iyun. If he learns in too much depth, whilst traveling, what might happen? Dilma osi leitrudi. That might preoccupy him. And he'll lose his way. He won't be concentrating. So if you're driving your car from Bet Shemesh to wherever it may be and you listen to a shir in the background, that's a wonderful thing. But if you're listening to a shir, which is an extremely involved, deep subject, and it requires all your concentration, then that's not very advisable when you're supposed to be concentrating on the road in front of you. Could lead to danger or losing your path, etc., etc. However, for Kosova Mogan Avron, the Efsha de Beyeshev Bo'agola, but if you're sitting in the wagon, the Ish Acher Manhig Hasusim, and somebody else is driving the horses, then Shari Afilu Iyun. So if you're a passenger in the car, and you're not the one driving, then obviously you can learn Bi'iyun as well. You can be totally occupied, preoccupied with your Gemara, or whichever other subject it is, and it's not a danger because you're not driving anyway. He brings some other practical etzes. Very, very, very interesting. Look at that last narrow line. V'nochoin l'kol yirashomayim. fascinating halacha. People don't necessarily know this. It is the correct thing for every Yirah Shomayim Be'eis Yitzioso L'derech, when he travels on a journey, She'yikach Imoy HaTalis V'atfilin Shaloi. You should always take your talis and tefillin with you. You'll never know what can happen. Afilu hu neisea lemokim koroiv, even if he's traveling to a close place, v'daitoi lachzoir hayoim, and he's planning on returning that very day. You never know. Pen yikra eza mikra. Maybe something will happen to him. V'yisbatl mi mitzvah. And he'll end up, chas v'shalom, losing the mitzvah of talis and tefillin because he forgot to bring it with. Hmm. And in our terrible sin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Oivrei Drachim, there are travelers she'ein loikchim imoy afilu tefillin. They don't take with them the tefillin, v'soimchin atzman, and they rely on the fact she b'derech, on their journey, yishalu me'achirim, hopefully they'll borrow from somebody else, v'avoinom godoy, it's a terrible sin. Because many times it is possible, and if they have to wait, or they borrow tefillin from other people, and they're not makpid, whether it really fits. Now, this is a very, very sharply worded indictment. What does that mean? Every time I go to Yerushalayim, I have to take my talis and tefillin with me. So I think it's probably fair to say that if you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you travel to Yerushalayim, or to be honest, anywhere, and you're planning to come back the same day, you're almost 100% guaranteed, Baruch Hashem, wherever you be, even if you would get stuck somewhere, you could always borrow tefillin from somebody. The Mishnah Berurah is very unhappy about it because he says, in the meantime, you might miss Zman Kriya Shema v'Tefillin. What he means is, yes, if there's only one person you could borrow from, and I've got to wait till he finishes davening, then meanwhile I might miss the Zman Tefillah. But Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, we're surrounded by hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. The chances are that wherever you find yourself, you'll be able to borrow somebody's Tefillin. You do, however, have to be extremely careful, obviously, that the kesher fits, and especially if you're a left-hander, then it's extra complicated which tefillin you're going to borrow. But I remember my father used to travel quite often in business. He never went anywhere without taking his talis and tefillin with him, even if he was planning on coming back on the same day. Because in England, he was traveling to cities where there were no other Jews, and if chas v'shalom, he would ever get stuck, indeed, he would be stuck without his talis and tefillin.
Bring some food too.
Right. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. We're veering off topic a little bit, but I think it's definitely worthwhile investing a bit of time in the halachas of Tefillah Saderech, which are very, very negea halacha lemaisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein tzorich loimar oiso elo pam achas b'yoyim. You only need to say Tfilas Haderech once a day. Afilu im yonuach bo'ir be'emtza hayoyim. Even if you rest, you stop in the city in the middle of the day. So for example, imagine you travel from Bet Shemesh and you are heading north to Tzfat. And on your way, you're stopping off halfway in Netanya for a couple of hours. So on your way to Netanya, for sure, you're going to say Tfilas HaDerech. And there, in Netanya, you're going to the beach for 5 hours. So you've stopped. So maybe when I then hit the road again, and I make my way now, the second leg of the journey to Tzfat, maybe I have to say Tfilas HaDerech again. No, I don't. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Even if you stop in the town, on the way, you only say Tfilas HaDerech once. However, Aval im daitoi lolun bo'ir. But if you are planning to, what does lolun mean? Lolun means to lodge there, meaning overnight. Va'achar kach nimlach, and then you changed your mind. V'yotso mimenu, and you left it la'avor chutzalo. You then changed your mind to leave that city oiloshem bebeisoi. Then sorich lachzer v'lishaleloiso pa'am acheres. Then you would have to say tfilas aderech again. So what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? If I was always planning to go from Bet Shemesh to Netanya, from Netanya to Tzfas, that was always the plan. So even though I did it in two stages, because in Netanya I stopped for 5 hours, nonetheless, you only say Tfilas HaDerech once. But what happens if I had no plan to go to Tzfas at all? I made my way to Netanya, on the way I said Tfilas HaDerech, and the plan was, that was the end of the journey for the day. I was planning on staying here overnight. And then all of a sudden I changed my mind, and I've decided that I'm no longer going to stay in Netanya overnight. I'm actually going to travel onwards to Tzfas, or I'm going to come back to Beit Shemesh. Then I would have to say Tfilas HaDerech a second time. Why? Because my first Tfilas HaDerech clearly did not have this second leg of the journey in mind, because that was not the plan from the outset. It was a change of plan at the last minute. Very important halacha. Important for the Greybeards trip. What happened to our Shabbaton? Still in the planning?
Corona.
Either way, if, for example, that'd be a classic example, you take a trip up north, but on the way you have various stop-off points. You only say Tfilas HaDerech once, as long as that was the plan from the outset. Even if you stop off in a particular place or places for a while, but when you initially said Tfilas HaDerech, the plan was that was going to incorporate every part of the journey until the end of the day, unless you changed your mind. Now, look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkoten Chof Dalet. Pirish, he says, what does that mean, once a day? Bechol yoim v'yoim. Once a day, but every day. Kol zman shehu baderech, as long as he's still traveling, Mukhuyev loimar oiso. In other words, here we have a different shaila. What would be if it is one lengthy journey which takes 2 days? A very lengthy journey, you're sailing from Eretz Yisrael all the way to England. So it'll take you a few days. Even though it's one journey, and I may not necessarily even stop off on the way, every day is mechayev a new bracha. Just like, for example, every day you make all the Birkas HaShachar in the morning. A new day is a new fresh start.
Rav, I'm just to be sure about the definition of day. If I'm flying to Chicago, I leave Eretz Yisrael 11 o'clock at night, get to New York 6 o'clock in the morning, taking a flight at 8 o'clock in the morning to Chicago, that's still the same day. Nachon?
So we're going to see about that. Yeah, we're going to see about that soon in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. At which point would you say the Tfilas HaDerech second time round?
Okay.
Do you say at Amud HaShachar, at Netzach Hamo, Shachris? When is it considered a new day? We'll see in a moment. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Hei, we said, Im Yonuach, even if you are stopping off for a while on the same day, Rotz Eloima, Shemis Akev Shom, he is stopping there, Eze Shois, for a few hours, Kedei Lonuach, Va'achaka Choyze V'Hoylech L'Darko, and then he's going to return and continue on his journey, Kiven Shekashanoch Bo'ir, seeing as when he rested in that town, Daitoi Hoyo Lachzoir V'Leylech, his plan was always to continue, hit the road again, Ein Tzorech Levorech. He does not Lachzoir Levorech. This, by the way, the poskim say, and this is very, very negeh halacha lemaisa, even if the various forms of travel are different. So, for example, if you're taking a flight from Ben Gurion, Tel Aviv, you would say Tfilas HaDerech on the way to the airport, and you would not say it again when you get on the plane, even though it's two different types of travel. One is on the road, one is in the air. But again, even though you got to the airport and you stayed there for 3 hours, but the plan was always to continue your onward journey, you would not say Tfilas HaDerech again. Notwithstanding, if the journey goes overnight, that's a different shayla. But if you're just flying to England, short flight, 4 or 5 hours, that was always the plan. So you say Tfilas HaDerech on the way to the airport. You have in mind that would include the journey on the plane. Very important halacha. Chofvov, Tzarech, this was the other case when you were not planning on continuing your journey. You were actually planning on staying put at your stopping point, and then there was a change of plan. So then we said, you do have to say Tfilas HaDerech again. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chofvov, why? Dehava Hesach Hada'as. So this is what it is. Back to good old halachas of Hesach Hada'as in Brachas. You lost your mind. What does it mean you lost your mind? That's a bad translation. You removed your mind. Didn't lose his mind. Baruch Hashem. He was Masiach Daitoi. Masiach Daitoi means he was not now planning on continuing his travel. It's Hesach Hada'as. V'kol Shekein. And obviously, in Lon, if he lodged b'derech on the way, b'ushpiza, ushpiza is like a lodge house or an inn or a hotel, b'layla, then obviously the tzarech levorech b'boiker. Ach, imu noseya kol halaylo. What happens if he is continuously traveling all night long? Dahainu, she'enoi lon. He's not lodging anywhere. He's continuing his travel, b'kvias, b'ushpiza. Rak, yonuach eizem at zman b'ushpiza. Maybe he's just going to rest up a little bit, but he's not going to sleep anywhere properly. V'achakach hoizel insoya, yesh levorech tfilas haderech b'boike, b'loi chasima. Now this is a little bit complicated. This we're going to have to leave for next time. Under some circumstances, you would say Tfilas HaDerech, but without the chasima, meaning without saying the Shem Hashem at the end. We'll have to see that in Mitz Hashem next time, the Bi'ah Halacha. I would recommend, it's worthwhile having a look at these halachas. We'll see the Bi'ah Halacha. We will see the Sif Vov, Sif Zayin, and then we'll hold it there. Sif Ches is also a sugya that we once learned. Maybe we'll see that briefly. But Be'ezras Hashem, we'll try and finish, and then on Thursday we'll be back into the Gemara, all being well.
Shkoyach.
Be well. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best.